Dear family, the Jewish people set a marvelous example for all of us. Look at the first reading. The priest Ezra, it tells us, was proclaiming the word of God from daybreak until midday. That's a long time. And people did not get upset. Rather, it tells us they prostrate themselves on the ground. They understood how blessed they were to be able to hear the word of God. And then after all morning listening to the word, the priests and the Levites began to interpret its meaning. No wonder they were able to hold on to the faith and pass it on to their children, despite the fact that they were such a small nation surrounded by so much adversity and big empires that were always a threat against them. Yes, the Jewish people did sin, did fail, but they will repent and go back to the Lord and continue the journey with great expectation. Through all that process of centuries, they grew in the great hope that the Messiah will come to bring freedom to captives, to bring healing, to reestablish again the nation, the kingdom of God. One of the passages that represented that great hope was the passage from the prophet Isaiah. Precisely the passage that Jesus chose to read in this occasion in the gospel. Now, let us try to understand the wonder and expectation of those people in Nazareth when Jesus came. Given the context that the whole Jewish nation was expectant for the coming of the Messiah that had been foretold from so long, for centuries, and having heard that one of their own had been going around from town to town, proclaiming the kingdom of God, bringing healing, announcing the good news, and now he's coming home, everybody was there. Everybody was expectant with faith to see what Jesus would say. And lo and behold, the Lord opens the scroll precisely to this passage in Isaiah. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." A clear sign of messianic prophecy being fulfilled. He is the one that proclaims liberty to captives, sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free. He rolls the scroll. Surely all the eyes are upon him. And Jesus tells them, today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. I can only imagine the amazement of these people. But now, a crucial thing needs to happen. The anointing of the Lord is upon Jesus. But the anointing of the Lord now comes upon the people themselves. And they need to open their hearts to this proclamation and believe that it is true. Is it true that this man from our town is the Messiah? I mean, they were like us, you know, we always talk about the second coming and we believe it's going to happen, but you know, it's going to happen one day. But it's really going to happen. That's the same thing now. One day the Messiah will come. Well, the day has arrived. He's here. And it's hard to accept that we are so blessed that he's here? Well, the same Spirit of God wants to come upon us today so that every time we come to Mass, we realize what is being fulfilled. The Word of God is being proclaimed. We receive it with full attention and expectation because the Holy Spirit is going to make it alive in our hearts. And then we will join the Lord as we offer ourselves to the Father, and we will truly receive Him alive, real, in Holy Eucharist. And as we receive Him in faith, we are transformed. And we leave the church, we go in our duties for the week, full of the Holy Spirit, full of joy, knowing who we are, knowing how much we're loved, so that the darkness in the world and the difficulties we all face cannot overcome us, but rather we can be light to the world, salt of the earth. In the second reading today, we hear that we all have special gifts. Nobody has it all. We need to come together as a body. And he tells us, very appropriate for these days, when one in the body hurts, the whole body hurts. Isn't it true? If you have a toothache, you don't say, well, that's just a tooth. But you hurt. And you want to get this tooth healed. And the same thing in the body. As we come in love, because we are one in Christ, we care for one another, we suffer the difficulties and the hurt of every member, and also we rejoice with every member that rejoices. Last week, we had an opportunity to do this, and this parish was so generous. Over $21,000 were collected for Haiti in the weekend here, just at St. Timothy. Again, today, we're called to be generous. As it happens every year, today is the ABCD, where the Archdiocese of Miami, our church in Miami, comes together in all the parishes to face the needs of our community, the seminaries, and all the other ministries that the diocese needs to face every year. And so the Archbishop again asks us to do what we can, to be generous, each according to their own gifts. And so I ask you now to listen and be attentive as the Archbishop speaks to us through the video. Thank you.